So the new 50 Shades of Grey movie is out this weekend, and we didn't want to miss out on Wish FM Breakfast, so obviously we couldn't show clips from the movie. So instead, Simon, our producer, picked out some bits from the book. And what he did was he got the team here to bring them to life, and he promised us some rather spicy moments. So the first clip here involves wet hair, a hairbrush, and submission.
I should be studying for my final exams, which are next week, yet here I am trying to brush my hair into submission. I must not sleep with it wet. I must not sleep with it wet. Reciting this mantra several times, I attempt once more to bring it under control with the brush.
Well, that was a bit disappointing, wasn't it? Nothing racy there. Maybe we'll strike lucky with our second clip, which apparently involves a car and the exchange of some money. Whoa.
My car pulls up outside. Christine's mouth drops open.
That's what you drive.
He's appalled. Taking my hand, he leads me outside. The valet jumps out and hands me my keys, and Christian coolly palms him some money.
Is this roadworthy?
He's glaring at me now.
So here we are then. These are clips from the book, because we couldn't play clips from the movie. Too rude for the radio, and you can't see them either, which is pretty useless. So the first two clips, been a bit of a damp squib, to be honest. So let's see if we can do any better with our third instalment from the book. This clip apparently involves a laptop and emails.
Do you have a problem with your laptop?
I frown as he hands me my degree. No.
Then you are ignoring my emails.
I only saw the mergers and acquisitions one. He looks quizzically at me.
Oh, that's not the kind of email I was expecting. Really? Is this the best we can do? Come on, I want something to get my heart rate up. Let's see if this does it. Apparently in this one, we're heading upstairs. Surely this one will have something a little bit racy in it.
The apartment is achingly empty and unfamiliar. I have not lived here long enough for it to feel like home. I head straight to the bedroom, and there, hanging limply at the end of my bed, is a very sad, deflated helicopter balloon.